was reading in this, and there's just something that kind of stuck out to me that I wanted to share. And Mark chapter 6, verse 30 is where he fed the 5,000, and I was reading through that, and then over to 45, where Jesus walks on the sea, and I'll start reading at 47. Now when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. And then he saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. And now about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. And when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he talked with them and said to them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And then he went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled. And then what stuck out to me was verse 52. For they had not understood about the loaves, because their heart was hardened. Well, I thought that was interesting. I haven't been in a boat very much. The little bit I've been in a boat, once there was a little bit of a wind against me, and I was trying to row against this thing, and I'm not very good at rowing either. But it was hard. I couldn't get any place. They're just sitting there rowing and just not going any place, and it's pushing me wherever I want to go. So I'm just thinking about these guys after a big day. You know, they've been ministering all day or whatever, and they get in this boat, and they've been rowing all night against a wind. And, you know, and the wind and the waves, it sounds like it's a wind and not just a little wind. But they're rowing, these young, strong guys with all their might. They're working all night. And then they see something white because it's dark, you know. It's cold and they're tired. And here comes something white walking on the water. And I think it's pretty natural. I mean, it's not surprising to me to say a ghost. I mean, what else are you supposed to think? And it just strikes me when he says, but their heart was hardened about the loaves. So it's like God really isn't letting them off the hook. And I'm thinking, well, I would have thought God would have said, well, sure, you would think that I was a ghost. But he said, no, their heart was hardened. So I think about the things that harden my heart in life. You know, it's not always easy. I pray for things and it doesn't happen. Some of the animals that I pray for, and they don't get well. And I think that hardens my heart, and it kind of takes some of my faith out. I think that just that being ill and, you know, watching us all struggle and financially, just our natural world and just the natural way we live. You know, we live in a certain way, and we kind of know what we know. I think it's hard to understand the loaves, understand the sufficiency of God, understand the infinite of God, understand that he knows what we're going. I think it's hard to understand that. So I kind of wonder what he was expecting those guys to say in the boat. If our hearts were soft and we understood about the nature of God, even though, would they say, oh yeah, this is, you know, when they're rowing against, because I don't know, when I'm rowing against the wind, I start getting some thoughts go through my mind and everything, and where is God, and, you know, and why do you tell us to go in this boat, you know, and if your heart was soft, would you be saying, this is a lot of fun, I can't wait till Jesus shows up, you know, what's he supposed to say, hey, Jesus, you know, come on in this boat, we're not going anyplace, you know, are they supposed to say, I wonder, would Jesus want them to say, hey, you know, let's all go take a walk, you know, let's all get out of the boat. Would they all, if our hearts were softened, would we all be ready to get out of the boat when he shows up? So it was just it was a challenge to me. And actually, I just kind of went, and I just asked God for a soft heart. I asked to believe what he says in his word. I forget. I always forget what he did here. I forget what he's done here. And when the circumstances come up, I'm not confident enough to say God is in control. He's all-knowing. And so, Lord, I just pray, Lord God, that you would soften our hearts. Lord God, when we feel that conflict, when we feel our natural minds controlling us, Lord God, I pray that we would be defined by you and not by us. Lord God, that you would help us grasp who you are, and Lord, that you would help us to be able to get out of the boat when you show up and recognize you.
Well, actually, that kind of ties into what I was talking about, Debbie, today. That's good. Let's see how we can contextualize that. You know, when I was talking the last couple of weeks, I've done messages that you can download off the internet. And for the most part, I've been centering around one major idea, and what is the resurrection is what I've been talking about. And a lot of times, Christians tend to feel very dislocated or disconnected from the resurrection, because it just kind of like it serves as, well, Jesus' heroic